Welcome to Sharp Insights, conversations with your plan giving experts, a podcast for development professionals. Whether you're new to the field or looking to enhance your existing program, we will provide practical tips, expert advice, and real-world stories to deepen your understanding of plan giving. If you're committed to securing long-term support for your nonprofit, you've come to the right place.
Welcome to Sharp Insights, conversations with your plan giving experts. I'm your host, Grant Miller. Today's guest is Deborah Kathman, Senior Director of Gift Planning at the World Wildlife Fund. Since 2018, Deborah's led WWF's gift planning program, blending strategy, stewardship, and storytelling to connect donors with the planet's most urgent conservation efforts. Deborah also serves as Vice President of Membership with the National Capital Gift Planning Council. Deborah, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
Well, let's just start at the beginning. For listeners who may not know you, how do you usually describe your work and what motivates you in the plan giving field?
Sure. You know, it's interesting. My role at WWF is Senior Director of Gift Planning. And in that role, I think of myself both as a manager and an advisor. You know, I manage an incredible team of 10 professionals and who work both to help donors make, in many cases, the largest gift they've ever made, and also to ensure these gifts are received and put to use promptly for the benefit of WWF. I'm also an advisor. One of my most favorite things in this role is to work with our gift officers and donors to find ways that they can make their largest and most impactful gift to WWF. And I think that's the part of the job that continues to motivate me and why I think gift planning is such an important part of any fundraising effort.
Great. A huge part of my job is interviewing donors and writing their stories. And it's by far my favorite part of the job is getting to know these donors and hearing their stories and what motivates them to give.
Grant, I also think this is such an important moment for gift planning. You know, we hear a lot in the news about this great transfer of wealth. And I think we are starting to see that within the fundraising community. And we certainly have started to see that at WWF. So I really feel like it's gift planning's moment. And those of us in the field are super excited about finding ways to make the most of that for our organizations.
Excellent. That's great to hear. I think, you know, nowadays we do hear a lot about some uncertainties with new tax laws and things like that. But you think it's a really positive time overall and a great time to be in plan giving?
I do. And again, I think there is always going to be that level of uncertainty. I think that's just the nature of our current political climate. But I think we have some real opportunities here to allow gift planning and the opportunity for donors to really leave a lasting legacy at this point in our relationships with donors and really for the benefit of our organizations.
Well, what initially attracted you to plan giving?
It's really interesting. I'm a trust and estates attorney. By training, I practiced both in upstate New York, where I'm from, and then here in Washington. You know, once I got down to Washington, I decided I wasn't sure if I wanted to keep actively practicing law. In college, I had been involved in some different philanthropic efforts through my sorority and through the campus community. And a friend of mine knew that about me and kind of suggested gift planning or plan giving as a great way to kind of combine both of them. And interestingly enough, I joined our local National Capital Gift Planning Council, started to attend the meetings, and that's where I found my first job in gift planning. So I think it's a real great marriage for me between both my professional and personal interests, and it's just been an incredibly rewarding career.
And you're in Washington. Is that a Washington Commander's hat I see behind
you? It's my husband's. Yes. Okay. Tragically is a Commander's fan. And I'm a huge football fan. I have a love-hate relationship with the Commanders. Of course, I want them to do well, but they always seem to disappoint us in the end. So they're not doing so great this year, but last year was certainly exciting.
Absolutely. Yeah. And Jaden Daniels getting hurt this year is not
the best thing. That does not help. My husband was distraught over that. I'm more of a college football fan, but always rooting for the Commanders.
Great. Yeah, we went to a Titans game this weekend, me and my 8-year-old son, and we had a blast, even though the Titans are the worst team in the league.
It's fun. It's always fun to go to those games.
Absolutely. Well, you currently serve as Vice President for Membership at the National Capital Gift Planning Council, and you just mentioned that you really appreciate the way that those roles merge for you. What is your role at the NCGPC?
In CGPC, I know.
In CGPC. It's a
mouthful. I am the vice president for membership. So that means my job is to promote and encourage council membership. You know, it's interesting. I think in many ways, it's similar to a gift planning officer. I want to be sure we get new members, just like we want to get new donors and new legacy commitments. But we also want to steward those members, just like we want to steward our gift planning donors, make sure that they get the most out of their membership. You know, I'm fairly new to my role as the vice president for membership, but we're really looking at different ways we can not only, like I said, bring in new members, but steward our existing membership. So more to come on that, but it's been a great experience so far.
What makes the council such a strong community for professionals?
I really think that this council has become really the go-to source for gift planning content for the local fundraising community. Being in Washington headquarters, or at least offices of so many charities, we really have a robust community. And I feel like the council has just done a great job putting on content, both in person, and we have webinars or Zoom meetings that really address a lot of the existing or new concerns, whether it's changes in tax law, different ways to promote and handle your gift planning program. We do at least one session a year where we partner with the local AFP, Association for Fundraising Professionals. So we're really a well-versed and well-populated part of the fundraising community, and certainly the go-to source for gift planning content. I also think that the council is a super collegial group. I feel like once you start going to the meetings, you meet people, and I feel like I can pick up the phone or send an email to anyone on the committee. And if I've got a question or concern, want to bounce an idea, it's just a really professional and collegial group of individuals that really are there to help and work with each other.
You briefly touched on this, but are there any really specific ways that the council has supported your professional journey, or any specific ways that you've seen it really help out other plan giving officers or organizations?
Yeah, I mean, as I mentioned previously, it was NCGPC where I found my first job. And I think I'm not alone in that. We have an active job board. It's the first place when I've needed new staff, it's the first place I put any job listings, because it is such a deep community. And that's part of the reason why my background and how I got into gift planning and NCGPC being so instrumental is part of the reason why I wanted to give back with my board service. I also think the programs we offer are great, and we really try to bring in either experts or tap our local experts to give presentations on a variety of topics. And it's just a really great way to network and meet other people in the community to expand your professional network.
Excellent. So NCGPC recently earned the Council of the Year Award from the National Association of Charitable Gift Planners. You want to talk a little bit about that award and what that reveals about the culture and momentum of the council?
Yeah, the Council of the Year was a big honor for us, and we're so pleased and proud to receive it. I think it says a lot about the importance of our council in the gift planning community, like I talked about before, and also recognizes some of our innovative offerings, like our Plan Giving 101 series. I think that really made a difference and kind of helps us stand out from some of the other councils. Again, I also think we benefit from having a larger community with so many nonprofits headquartered or have offices here. But again, I think it's really the strength of our community and our ability to network and pick up the phone and bounce ideas off each other. It's a very collegial and tight-knit community. And I think the Council of the Year recognizes that along with some of our other good work.
Great. We talked about this a little bit earlier. I kind of wanted to revisit it. I think a lot of people perceive the philanthropic landscape as being pretty unpredictable. And you mentioned that this is a great time to help people establish their legacies with the organizations that are meaningful to them. So people who are a little bit nervous or uncertain, do you have any advice for them on how to talk to maybe the board or their coworkers or their potential donors to assuage some of these fears and uncertainties?
Sure. Yeah, it is. And I certainly acknowledge that. And I would say that it's not that we're not seeing some of that. I do think some of that is more urgently or immediately seen from incoming, maybe major gifts, mid-level giving. And we see a little bit of that in gift planning, but I think because gift planning is so forward-looking, we're talking about making generally gifts of assets. We're talking about gifts in their will or their trust, this idea of leaving a legacy. I think that it's often not as impacted by the current political climate as maybe current gifts. And I think we're at a point with this large transfer of wealth from the baby boom generation to Generation X, millennials, that transfer of wealth is a great opportunity to have those conversations. Knowing that that's coming, it's a great opportunity to have those conversations with your donor base to talk about ways that they can make a gift. You know, for people who make a gift in their will or trust or any other kind of gift planning vehicle, it's often the largest gift they'll ever make. So it's really just incumbent upon whether you're specializing gift planning or even if you're just a more general fundraiser, maybe in a one-person shop, to really start identifying those individuals that can do this and start having some conversations. And there's a lot of easy ways to do that, from just putting some basic gift planning information on your website. One of the things we do at WWF is on the back of our business cards, our will language is there so that when we leave that with a donor, when we leave that with an advisor, the recommended will language is right there and handy. There's some really easy things you can do to just introduce the idea of making a gift in your will or your estate to your donor base that are not a heavy lift and that can really impact the organization's financial future in the long run.
That's a really important thing to keep in mind, I think. I think a lot of times we can maybe get a little catastrophic about whatever's happening in our current moment of time for whatever reason, whether it be economic or political or whatever. And I do think just keeping in mind that planned giving is a long-term strategy. And, you know, we don't have a crystal ball. We don't know what's going to happen in the future, but we can do small things now to work toward that long-term strategy. I think that's really, really excellent advice. What about newer gift planning professionals that you see coming into the industry? Do you have any advice for those of us who are new to this? Habits we should create early on, mindsets, tips for stewarding donors?
I always say to anyone who's interested in fundraising as a career that gift planning knowledge is such a great arrow to have in your quiver. It's a very specialized area of fundraising, and being knowledgeable in this area is such a big benefit to you as a fundraiser, right? And again, you don't necessarily have to be an expert, but just to be able to understand what gift planning is, the most simple ways to make a planned gift, and certainly to identify people who have the ability to do that is super important. The other thing I say often is that people are putting an organization where they normally put a family member. So the other thing I tell people is that it's really important getting the planned gift, getting the commitment is important, but most of those gifts are revocable. People can change their mind. So the stewardship component is also super important. Making sure that those people, once they have made that gift, still feel important, that the organization recognizes their gift as important, to keep communicating with them and to keep stewarding them. So I think continuing with that stewardship of those legacy donors is super important once you have those people identified. And that's something that I think needs to be a big part of anyone's job who is interested in gift planning. It's not just closing the gift, or for people who have a similar background to me, the really complicated or more technical planned gifts, some of the more complicated trusts and things like that are interesting. But for most gift planners, the bread and butter is wills, some trust, beneficiary designated gifts, and then making sure you continue to steward those donors to keep them in the fold of the organization. The other thing I'll add, Grant, as far as habits go, I would say learn as much as you can through your local council programming, webinars, other educational opportunities. There's so much information out there that's free and low cost where you can really get more information about planned giving, tax law changes, things like that that can really affect people's ability to give. Do what you can to take advantage of that. There's a lot of good information out there that is readily accessible. And then the last thing I'll say is keep in touch with people that you've worked with, you know, that you can call them or vice versa if you ever have a question or need a connection. You know, it's funny, I have daughters that are, one had just entered and one is about to enter the workforce. And that's something that both my husband and I talk to them a lot about is networking, growing that network. It's such a great way to start and continue a career. And that's another piece of advice I would give somebody new. And it's particularly important in fundraising.
Well, what about specifically the council? What are the resources or professional opportunities that young gift planning officers might enjoy there?
Sure. Our council, like I said earlier, we have monthly meetings. Pre-COVID, they were in person. Now we do a mix of in-person and Zoom meetings. Those are the number one way I recommend taking advantage of the council, attending the meetings, both for the content and also for the networking and meeting other professionals that have similar interests to you. One of the unique programs that we have at NCGPC is our Plan Giving 101 series. That's a series of six core classes that touch on different areas of gift planning. And it's a great intro course for people who either are new to or maybe not as experienced in plan giving. And then the last thing is we have an annual Plan Giving Day, which is a one-day conference in June. And that's a great opportunity to have one day filled with different plan giving knowledge, seminars, speakers. There's a lot of vendors that are there that you can meet with. It's also a great way to network and gain your plan giving knowledge.
Well, in these last few minutes, you've given us lots of really, really great advice. And I'm just curious, is there a piece of advice that you've ever received that maybe altered your mindset or helped you out in your career in a really specific way?
That's kind of a tough one. I think I said before I talked about networking, which again, I think is an initial way that I could answer this. But here's another one that somebody told me, and I think it was a professor. It's not just do what you love. It's lean into your strengths. Once you understand what you're good at, I think it's natural to like it. And I think I've certainly found that with gift planning. I think it's a great combination of the personal and professional interests. And I've really found that I really love doing it. And a lot of that comes from, I think it plays to my strengths as well.
Again, great advice. You talk about leaning into strengths, which I do think is really important. And you have a very established professional career and you seem very passionate about the work that you do. What keeps you inspired on a day-to-day basis? What keeps you in the industry?
I think it's a combination of things. Certainly, I think, as I talked about earlier, the donors, you know, the individuals that are so passionate about the work of my organization, WWF, and any organization, that they are willing to put an organization where they would normally put a family member. And that level of trust and commitment to the work is extraordinarily inspiring. And I know that when I do get the opportunity to meet with our donors, whether that's individually or at events, I always come back more and more inspired and motivated to continue to share these different ways that they can give. Because that's the other thing about gift planning. I feel like it's such a win-win situation. You're able to share your knowledge that allows a donor to make a bigger gift than they may have ever thought they could make and take advantage of some different tax benefits from making those gifts. And it's really rewarding to be able to do that, because I think at the end of it, not only are we pleased as an organization to be able to get those funds, but I feel like in most, if not all cases, the donor is so happy that they're able to make such an impactful gift and one they may not have thought that they'd be able to make. And I also, working for an organization like WWF that does such amazing work, I can't help be inspired when I hear about the work that we do. It is so vast. It's so much more than just wildlife. Many different programs that we have that really inspire me and make me want to continue to do this work to support our work as an organization.
And we talked about doing things now for keeping in mind the long-term strategy, despite whatever's going on. What is it that gives you hope about the future of philanthropy overall?
I think one of the things that gives me hope is I just recently returned from the National Gift Planning Conference in Indianapolis. What struck me there was just the diversity of people that were there, age, race, gender. If I compared it to the very first CGP conference I went to, which was a long time ago. As a young woman, I feel like I was in the minority. I feel like this field has just grown and expanded so much. And it was such a pleasure to see and to see the diversity in individuals that were there and organizations that were there. And I think it really speaks to the growth of this area of fundraising and how important it is to charities nation and worldwide.
Yes, absolutely. So you've seen over the years, Plan Giving has just branched out a little bit, become a little more inclusive, let more people in. And that's great. That gives us all hope for the future, I think. Well, Deborah, thanks so much for coming on the show and for sharing your experience and perspective today. I hope that the Commander season at least ends in a fun way, if not the best way. And there's always next year, right?
That's right. My husband will be thrilled that you've found a way to fit this into the conversation. So his hat will have done its work. So thanks for that. And thanks for having me. What a pleasure it's been. And thank you so much for asking me.
Absolutely. To learn more about the National Capital Gift Planning Council, its membership and upcoming programs, visit ncgpc.org. And as always, thank you for tuning into Sharp Insights, conversations with your plan giving experts. If you found today's episode helpful, please subscribe and share it with your colleagues in the field. Until next time, I'm Grant Miller. Thanks for listening. We hope today's discussion gave you practical takeaways to grow your plan giving program. To submit questions and topics for future episodes, go to sharpgroup.org or listen to us on your favorite podcast app. If you found this podcast insightful, be sure to like, review, and subscribe. Until then, stay sharp.